for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is a Wednesday afternoon service, July the 6th, 1994, of the Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Frank Marzullo is the speaker for the afternoon.
Brother Frank taught us yesterday afternoon, and I don't know if he's going to carry on the same subject today or not, but he's going to come and teach us this afternoon, and then we're going to experience again what he teaches. We got a little taste this morning, and we may get a bigger one this afternoon, but whatever the Lord does, why, it'll be sufficient. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'd like you to turn to Psalm 147, verse 2. Father God, again, I thank you for your Holy Spirit. And we ask, Father, that the Holy Spirit touch each person here, each family represented here, that they will receive from you, the living God, through the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, that which they need this afternoon. Amen. Psalm 147 and verse 2. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. The outcasts of Israel, those that have been rejected, those that haven't received the love, the normal love that God wants them to have, and even the earthly love that they would love to have. You see, we're creatures of love. We've been made to love because Father God is love and He created us to receive love, to give love. Now when that is missing, well then the door is open to rejection and all kinds of problem. I would estimate that 99% of our problems stems from rejection, if you want to put any kind of a percentage on it. Because see, family, we are what we encounter in our early years and even before we're born. You see, we've been talking about demons, and demons can come in even before you're born. You know that. We've talked about generational curses, how through the generations you can receive evil spirits. See, you have to remember that you were in your father's loins. You were in your grandfather's loins. You were in your great-grandfather's loins, and so on and so on. And so what happens to your ancestors, what happened to your ancestors, could affect you in a spiritual way, because spirits do come through the bloodline. Amen? Didn't you say amen?
Amen.
Now, just picture a woman that finds out that she's pregnant and hates the pregnancy, doesn't want to be pregnant. Immediately, a seed of rejection can come into that seed that was planted in her. You know, some women say, oh, no, not at this time. And immediately, rejection can come into that seed. And some women can conceive in fornication, in adultery. And that seed is rejected. And sometimes the woman even attempts to abort the child through one means or another. I remember this woman that came to me, a young woman. She was about 30 years old. And she said, I've been having trouble all my life. I said, what's the trouble? She said, I've had this fear all my life, and I can't seem to conquer it. Here was a woman that was about 30. She was married. She had three lovely children. And I said to her, well, have you received the Holy Spirit? She said, yes, I speak in tongues. I've been speaking in tongues for years. She said, yet I can't seem to get rid of this fear. I said, well, let's pray about it. So as we prayed, I get mental pictures sometimes. And the Lord showed me a fetus shriveled up in fear. I said to the young girl, I said, your mother tried to abort you. I said, and that's the spirit of murder. That's the spirit of child sacrifice. The spirit of abortion. and I command it to be bound in the name of Jesus. As soon as I said that, she came toward me. There was a card table in front of her. She knocked over that card table and came like that toward me. She wanted to murder me. She had murder in her heart. There was a spirit of murder in there. And I bound that spirit in the name of Jesus. She fell to the floor. And while she was on the floor, I proceeded to cast out of her all these spirits that the Lord gave me in my mind. She got up from there, completely set free. The fear was gone. And to this day, it hasn't returned. And it's about, a good 10 years ago that this happened. But that put something in my mind. And what it brought to was the fact that this woman had nothing to do with this incident. It was something her authority did to her. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
It was something her mother did. And she had nothing to do with this incident at all. But she had demons. You see, you can receive demons many ways. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And there's so many things that could happen while a woman is pregnant. Because whatever happens to the woman can be transferred to the child that's being, or to the babe that's being formed in her. And I'd like to bring to the scripture on this in Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1 and verse 39. This is a story about after Mary received the message from the angel Gabriel that she was to be the mother of the Messiah. And the angel told her that her cousin Elizabeth was pregnant. And so Mary went to check it out. In verse 39 of Luke chapter 1. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the country with haste to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And in verse 44, for indeed as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. What happened? Elizabeth received joy when she heard Mary's voice. She was full of joy. Mary came to visit me. And the joy that Elizabeth had was transferred to the babe that was being formed in Elizabeth's womb. And the babe leaped for joy. Now, just as something positive like that could happen, the negative could also happen. If there's a negative occurrence, if there's a tragedy in the family, if there's a death, if there's physical abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, that also can be transferred to the babe being formed in that mother's womb. See, if there's illegitimacy, there's a bastard spirit, if there's a curse, if somebody curses that pregnancy, what do you suppose is happening to that child? It's being cursed. A spirit of death can come in. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
And some of you were not conceived in love. Some of you were a mistake.
Right.
Isn't that right? Okay. And it's possible that when your mother found out that she was pregnant with you, she was very disappointed and wished that she didn't have the pregnancy. Now, of course, we know that your mother loved you, some of you or most of you. But you see, that could occur. Amen. Now, when I heard this teaching, my son's wife, Jill, was pregnant at that time. And I told my son about it. By the way, are there any pregnant women here? No, okay. Any pregnant men? No. I like to bring the example right in front of people about a pregnant woman. And I told my son, I want you to put your hand on Jill's tummy. And I want you to say, you in there. Repeat it, Frank, I said. And he said, you in there, I love you. I bless you. I'm waiting anxiously for you to come forth where I can hold you in my arms and love you. I'll never reject you. And then I said, I want you also to say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of you, my child, every spirit that you inherited through me, through my father, to my grandfather, my great-grandfather, through your mother, your great-grandmother, and so forth and so on. I command those spirits and every curse put upon you to be bound and powerless and out of you in the name of Jesus. What was my son ministering to his child, to the babe? He was ministering life, blessing. Amen? And now that child did come forth, and she's a Yeah, ma'am, she's a happy, blessed child. See, sometimes we're born with problems. You see, rejection can come in at any time of your life. Even before you're born, curses can come in. We're going to deal with this. And you can have a wounded spirit while you were being formed in your mother's womb. And we're going to ask Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, to heal. Now, He was there when you were being formed in your mother's womb. And He can heal now what happened back there. Can't He?
Yes.
He's the I Am.
Yes, He is.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, rejection can come in when you're born. You know, your parents planned on having a girl instead of a boy, or a boy instead of a girl. And when you came along, disappointment. Oh, another girl. And you see, but however, they loved you eventually, but at the same time, at that moment, when they found out, there was disappointment. And disappointment can bring rejection. And there could be so many things that happened to a child at the moment of birth. There could be a traumatic incident. There could be the mother might be too small. The doctor might have to use instruments. There could be so many things that could affect the child. There could be brain damage. There could be sickness. There could be all jaundice. There could be so many other things. The cord could be around the child's neck. A spirit of death. Now, whoever had anybody was born with the cord around their neck? Quite a few of you. Okay. So we're going to command that spirit of death that came into you at the moment of birth to leave in the name of Jesus. Amen? And rejection that came in at the moment of birth to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, when you're born, God assigns to you a guardian angel. You believe in guardian angels?
Yes.
He says He gives His angels charge concerning you. Amen? You have guardian angels. The devil also assigns to you his unholy guide, his unholy guardian angel, so to speak.
Right.
And that's why you're led sometimes in the wrong pathway. You're listening to the wrong voice.
Come on.
Amen? And so many things could happen at the moment of birth. There could be, the 9 months are up and you're waiting and the mother's waiting and nothing is happening. Frustration, pressure, tension, all these things could take place. And this is what we're going to deal with. See? And then we're going to ask the Lord Jesus to walk through life with us. When you're a small child, when you didn't feel the love of your father, your mother, especially your father, he's been away so long. Or you've been put out to the babysitters or your grandmother or grandparents while your parents went out to work and you didn't receive the normal love that a child should have. And see, that's missing. And we're going to ask Jesus to supply that normal love. Now, I want you to think of a small child that's been molested. I want you to just think, and it might be that some of you were, male or female. Can you think of the trauma that goes through the mind of that child when that child was molested, raped? The pain, the anguish, the fear of man, the fear of sex, the shame, the embarrassment, all these things. See, the devil doesn't play fair. He takes advantage of everything and comes in with a flock of spirits. We're going to have to deal with that. And you're going to have to forgive that person that molested you. And if it's one in the family, then there's a spirit of incest. Amen? And that's a curse. And you can be cursed from generation to generation through those spirits. All right? So that we're going to deal with these things. And we're going to ask Jesus to heal that wounded spirit when it occurred. All right? Glory to God.
Yes.
Say, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
See, there's so many childhood fears that affect you in later life. Fear of the dark. Fear of being lost, of abandonment. Fear of insects. You know, wetting the bed, walking in your sleep, sucking your thumb, all these anxiety, nervous habits, all these things could happen. And you can have experience as you're growing up. I remember this young girl. She related to me this incident that happened when she was 14 years old. She and her girlfriend were walking through the park And they were approached by a gang of boys. And one of them ran away. The other one was caught by this gang of boys and raped repeatedly. She cried out while she was, she cried out to God, and God abandoned her, she said. And all this pain, they stripped her naked and left her naked and wounded in the streets where the police found her. Here she came to me for help, 22-year-old woman, all kinds of hate in her, a prostitute, sick, cursing God. I need help. I said, you have to forgive that gang of boys. Well, you don't know what they did. I said, you have to forgive. God will take care of it when you forgive. Finally, she forgave, and I was able to minister to her. But she became a prostitute. She wanted to get even with men, okay? And she got involved in all kinds of occultism. It was a mess. You see, when a person gets involved like this and then starts going into occultism, well, you start digging a hole that's so deep, it's pretty hard to get out. That's why some people have a rough time getting deliverance. They dig themselves a big hole. See, if you dig a small hole, you can jump out. But if you dig a very deep hole, well, then you'll need help, and you need a lot of help. You can finally get out, because all that come to the Lord Jesus Christ, all that cry to the Lord, He will deliver them. Amen? All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. But this is what happens to some people. They just dig a great big hole. And then why God, why? Well, it was the devil. It wasn't God at all. And they often have resentment against God. Amen? And I've been learning more about incest. And I've been learning to go to the source of incest when it was first spoken of in the Bible. When Lot was induced by his daughters to sleep with him. That was the first incident of incest in the Bible that I can recall. And two nations were formed, the Moabite nations and the Ammonite nations. And now what I do is when I come to that part where I command the spirit of incest to go, I also call out the God of the Moabites. And I'm trying to think of what the name of the God is. And the God of the Moabites is Chemosh. Chemosh. And the God of the Amorites was Milcom, Milcom. Milcom. So when we command incense to go, we should also command the source, the spirit gods, to go out. And one time, when I was ministering in England, and we were in a castle, the castle that took in boarders, bed and breakfast. And we were in a big castle, and they asked me to bring a deliverance service. And so we were about 20 people there. And in the midst of the deliverance service, we were just worshiping the Lord. And all of a sudden, one of our own people that came with us from the United States, she was praising the Lord. She worshiped. All of a sudden, she started to scream. And we went to her, and she started to blow up like a nine-month, fully pregnant woman. And I said to her, in the name of Jesus, I command that spirit of abortion, because the Lord showed me that that was a spirit of abortion. And I said, what is your name? You, the one that's screaming. And I very seldom ask the spirit your name, because I don't want to get information about spirits. But this is one of the only times the Lord asked me to ask the name. Baal, the spirit of Baal, the ancient Babylonian god, sacrificed to Baal, B-A-A-L. And that's how I discovered that not only do we command the spirit of abortion and child sacrifice to go, but we go right to the source, the spirit of Molech, the spirit of Gaal. Amen. When we command those spirits out. See, God was teaching me, see, I am a product of on-the-job training. That's a fact. That's the way he taught me as I went along. Amen. And so what happens here, when a person that doesn't feel loved, that person wants love. Everybody wants love. And so they go into, promiscuous sex. They go into all kinds of things. And before you know it, they're in rebellion. And you know what rebellion is? Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, doing their own thing. Out of rejection comes rebellion. Nobody loves me. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to change the color of my hair. I'm going to change the way I strut my stuff. This is me. I'm going to... Then they'll love me. And what happens? Sometimes you open the door to another personality. You open the door to another personality. Then you have another big thing to deal with. Personality spirits. Amen? Now, we're going to command all these spirits out. And I believe most of you have been in deliverance. And many are here for the first time. They never were in deliverance. Anybody? One, two. Well, the way spirits come in is that, oh, the only way that I know that spirits come in is through the doors that I just mentioned and sin. Any kind of sin opens a door. The sin opens a door to demons. Amen? And they come in. Now, how they cast out? Well, it says in Mark chapter 1 and verse 23 to 26, and we're going to turn there and read Mark chapter 1. I'm doing it for the benefit of those people that never been in deliverance. Verse 23, now there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had convulsed him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him. So the scripture says that there was a tearing. The unclean spirit started to resist coming out. And finally, he cried out with a loud voice and came out. Now, a loud voice. Now, we're not going to tolerate loud voices here. We have been given the authority in the name of Jesus to command demons to go. Jesus said, "Behold, I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Luke 10:19. So we have been given the authority. And I declare right now, any demon is going to come out quietly on the breath. See, when you give a loud voice, you're going to expel a lot of breath. Amen? And if you were here this morning, you heard some of the loud voices until finally they came out. But we're going to command them right now to come out quietly on the breath. Any act of expelling the breath, burping, sneezing, crying, coughing, yawning, amen, general relaxation of the body. You see, when somebody starts screaming or yelling, I just always go to them and say whatever their name is. I say, "Mary, you turn that scream into a cough. Now, cough." And see, you don't want to give the devil that much opportunity. Otherwise, there'll be a bunch of screaming meanies here. Just take a deep breath and let it out. And I want you to repeat everything I say, because if you do, then you'll be using your will and getting them out. You're repeating. And everyone is going to say the same thing at the same time. That way, you're protected. Nobody knows what's coming out of who if you all say the same thing. Okay? And what did I tell you to do about chewing gum? Okay, take it out of your mouth, stick it on. And it's pretty hard with we who don't have too much hair. We can do it readily. But you girls, watch out. And uncross your legs. Give the demons a chance to come out of any part of your body. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. For the benefit of those that are here for the first time, we're just going to go do a couple of things that we've already done, because we want to make sure that they get the $50 treatment. I'm quite sure that's what you put in the love offering. Praise the Lord. All right. Glory to God. Now let's get ready for this. Okay. Let us stand. First of all, we're going to do what? We're going to cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. Say, put your hands on your head and say, "I cover myself with the blood of Jesus from head to toe. I put a circle around me of the blood of Jesus. I cover this sanctuary, this campground, with the blood of Jesus. I cover my home, my loved ones, my car, the place where I work, with the precious blood of Jesus. And I now put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. My loins girt about with truth. My feet shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace. Holding the shield of faith, with which to quench every fiery dart of the enemy. And wielding the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And remember what I said about there in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, is part, I believe it's part of the armor of God, praying with all prayer and supplication in behalf of the saints. Let us pray in the Holy Spirit. Etiko kokola hamaha hatokoya takamahanta. Inimaha ala tokoya takamahanta. Elita hala tokoya takamahanta kataya. Amen. And now while we're standing again, let us declare our reaffirmation of our love for Jesus. Let's say, Lord Jesus, I confess you to be my Lord and Savior. You died on the cross for my sins. And the third day rose again from the dead. I am sorry for all my sins. Thank you for forgiving me. For cleansing me. For justifying me. In your precious blood. Lord Jesus, I find it hard to follow you. But I want to. Please come into my heart. And take full possession. And cause me to follow you. Amen. 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 How many have said that prayer for the first time? You've said it more than once. All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, one of the obstacles to receiving, I believe, is unforgiveness and resentment. And we're going to get rid of that, those things first. Then we're going to go into the prayer of the healing the wounded spirit. I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of unforgiveness, resentment, bitterness, root of bitterness, hatred, envy, jealousy, retaliation, revenge, self-resentment, self-hatred. I command these spirits and all like spirits to leave me in the name of Jesus. All right, take a deep breath. Now let it out. All resentment, all bitterness, all root of bitterness, all out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all self-hatred, resentment, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus. There's someone here that really doesn't like themselves. There's someone here doesn't like themselves. Who is it? Raise your hand. Someone here that doesn't like themselves. You look in the mirror and you wish you didn't have that kind of a face. Well, you know, you don't like it. You don't like what you see. Do you really think that Jesus made you the way you are? Do you think that Jesus makes junk? Jesus made you the way you are. And Jesus said, it is good. So I want you to say, you don't have to say it out loud, but I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I'm going to love what you love. Yes. And you love me. And I love me. Because you love me. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. All right, let's get rid of doubt. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of doubt, unbelief, skepticism, disbelief, all that is not of faith. I command these spirits to leave me in the name of Jesus. All right, take a deep breath. Now let it out. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. in the name of Jesus. Amen. Fine. That's good. Okay? Say this, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of occultism and all spirits of cults. Every spirit that came into me, that when I play with the Ouija board, every spirit of palmistry, divination, automatic handwriting, ESP, hypnotism, self-hypnosis, horoscopes, and the sign of my horoscope. Name it. I command these spirits to leave me in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and let it out. Again, take a deep breath and let it out. In Jesus' name. Keep coming out. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Say, I command out of thee all spirits of levitation, divination, witchcraft, water witching, black magic, white magic, conjuration, incantation, charms, fetishes, transcendental meditation, soul projection, astral projection, impartation, vexes, hexes, jinxes, and all like spirits. In the name of Jesus, take a deep breath. Now let it out. That's it. That's the way they're coming out. Yawning, burping. Thank you. Again, take a deep breath. Now let it out. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now I want you to follow me in this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, you were with me when I was conceived in my mother's womb. You knew whether my father and mother wanted me or not. Even if they did not, Lord Jesus, you always did. And you always will. I command out of me now every spirit that came into me at that time of my life. Through my father and mother. Every spirit of abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, bastard spirits, spirits of death, attempted abortion, illegitimacy, and all curses, curses that I inherited. From my father and mother, through the nationalities in my bloodline. I command these spirits to leave me now. In the name of Jesus, take a deep breath. Now let it out. Again, take a deep breath. Let it out. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Keep coming out. All those nationality spirits. That's right. All those spirits that you inherited through the nationalities, in the name of Jesus, as far back. Oh, yes. In the name of Jesus. They have to go in the name of Jesus. The curses on those nationalities, those Italian curses, those Norwegian curses, Swedish curses, French, German, Greek, whatever curses, whatever country you came from, in the name of Jesus, I command them to go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want you to bow your head right now. I'm going to pray for you. Lord Jesus, you were there when your family was conceived in their mother's womb. And you know which one have a wounded spirit and a broken heart. Lord Jesus, put your arm around that person right now. And heal the wounded spirit. Heal the broken heart, Lord Jesus. heal, when they didn't receive the love from their mother, their father, even at that time, when they didn't feel loved. Lord Jesus, let your love come in and heal the wounded spirit and the broken heart. Receive the healing. Just receive the healing. That's right. Receive the healing of the wounded spirit. Receive in the name of Jesus. Just receive, 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 receive the healing. Receive the healing. That's right. Just receive the healing. Receive the healing. In the name of you, receive the healing. Receive the healing, brother. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you, sister. Receive the healing. I know some of you feel like weeping, that you're being healed right now. Receive the healing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Receive the healing. In the name of Jesus, receive the love of Jesus. Receive the love of Jesus. Amen. Just receive. Receive His love. Yes, dear. Receive His love. Receive His love. Receive His love. Thank you, Jesus. Receive His love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want everyone to say, Lord Jesus, I accept your love.
Lord Jesus, I accept your love.
At that time of my life,
when I was being formed in my mother's womb.
Amen. Now say, Lord Jesus, you were with me when I was born.
When I left the security of my mother
and I came forth into this world, I now command away from me and out of me every spirit of pressure, frustration, to leave me in the name of Jesus. All right, take a deep breath. Now let it out. Take a deep breath and let it out. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want all the women to say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me any male spirit that may have attached itself to me. I command it to leave me in Jesus' name. All right, women, take a deep breath and let it out. Amen. Good. Praise the Lord. Now you men say, in the name of Jesus,
I command out of me
any female spirit.
Any
mama's boy spirit.
Any mama's boy spirit.
That may have attached itself to me.
Command
it out of me and away from me in Jesus' name.
I command it out of me and away from me in Jesus' name.
Take a deep breath and let it out. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. God wants you to be a total man, and God wants you women to be total women with no adverse spirits there, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now, you see, Jesus was with you at that time of your life. And some of you, when you were small, at a small age, you did not feel the love of your father and mother. You probably were left alone for a while, or a good long while, or given to babysitters or a parent while your father and mother went out to work. Now, you did not receive the normal love that a child should receive. Now, I'm going to ask the Lord Jesus Christ right now to supply that love. The love that's been missing, the love of the father, the love of the mother, that's been missing. A couple of days ago, we had a father's blessing. But later on, you can also receive, if you haven't received a father's blessing, we'll offer it again, a father's blessing, and this time a mother's blessing, if you haven't received a mother's blessing. Now, right now, I'm wanting you to bow your heads, and I'm going to ask the Lord Jesus Christ, at the time you were a small child, when you felt all alone, when you felt unloved and unwanted, when you felt that your parents didn't have time for you, I'm going to ask the Lord Jesus to fill you with His love. Lord Jesus, supply that love that's been missing, where that father's been away or that mother's been away. Supply that love, Jesus. Even now, supply that love in Jesus' name. Now receive the love of Jesus. Amen. Now you're walking through life.
And some of you are experiencing a lot of childhood fears. You know, well, fear of the boogeyman, fear of the dark, fear of animals, fear of insects, fear of you name it. And some of you are going through some kind of traumatic experience, wetting the bed, biting your fingernails. This stems from insecurity. It stems from insecurity, which stems from rejection. You have nervous habits, and there's a lot of anxieties in there. Now, let's get rid of that now. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me every spirit of insecurity. Insecurity that caused me to wet the bed, to walk in my sleep, to suck my thumb, bite my nails. You say what you think you had. Because if you're still biting your nails, you've got to get rid of that spirit. Say, I command these spirits to leave me in the name of Jesus. All right, take a deep breath. Now let it out. Again, take a deep breath and let it out. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now you're walking through life and you've been molested. The first thing you have to do, family, is to forgive that person or those people that molested you. You have to forgive. Whoever it was, you have to forgive. Now I want you to say, I want everyone to say this so we can protect everyone. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me every spirit of rape. Every spirit of being molested. Spirits of fear of man. Fear of woman. Fear of sex. Embarrassment. Shame. Condemnation. Self-condemnation. Guilt. Lust. Fantasy lust. Perversion. Fornication. Adultery. Masturbation. Oral sex. Incest. Rape. Homosexual. Lesbian. Anal sex. Sex with animals. Sex with spirits. Pornography. Prostitution. Whoredom. Lust of the eyes. Pride of life. Lust of the world. I command all these spirits, including the spirit of abortion, to leave me now in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Again, take a deep breath. Cough it out. Get out. Get all these spirits out. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Again, I'm going to ask you to bow your heads. And I'm going to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to heal. To heal your wounded spirit and your broken heart. Some of you still remember that incident. And I'm going to ask him to wipe it away with his love. Bring his love in, the agape love of God, healing your wounded spirit and your broken heart at that time of your life. Receive his healing. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, as we're growing up, family, We some of us have more sexual encounters before we're married. Now the scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 16 that if you go into a harlot, you become one with that harlot. You become one with your sex partner. You become one, physically, spiritually one. And you have an ungodly soul tie. See, God created sex to be good. And in the marriage covenant, these two shall be one, God says. That's a good soul tie, a perfect soul tie. A husband and wife, a perfect soul tie, being one. The enemy offers the counterfeit, fornication, adultery, lesbian, homosexual, an ungodly soul tie, okay? Now, if you've never broken any of these ungodly soul ties, you're still connected with them. And you have to break them. Break these ungodly soul ties. Frank Hammond has a book, I believe it's on the table, on soul ties. It would be good for you to pick it up and read it. I think it's only a couple of dollars. Okay? So you go ahead and start breaking those soul ties by
by the prayer in the book, but we're going to do it right now. So what I want you to do right now is to say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I break the ungodly soul ties with people in my past,
people I had sex with.
All right, now try to think of the people that you have sex with, if you can, and say, I break the ungodly soul tie with so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. Or if you can't remember, with everyone that I had sex with. I command these ungodly soul ties to be canceled, and the spirit that came in to leave me, in the name of Jesus. All right, take a deep breath. Now let it out. Out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Is there anyone here that has never heard a teaching on soul ties? Raise your hand. One person. A couple of... Oh, yeah, there's quite a few. Well, we get it from 1 Samuel chapter 18, one of the scriptures, and I'm going to read it to you. And it was so when he had finished speaking to Saul that the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved them as his own soul. Here was a knitting together of two men's mind. See, the mind is part of the soul. They agreed to have a covenant together. They agreed to help each other. See, anytime you have sex, you have an agreement in your mind. I agree to have sex. Well, when you have agreement with your wife and your husband, well, you have a good soul tie. But fornication, adultery is an ungodly soul tie. See, there's a connection with your mind, okay? You can have a soul tie with the person that introduced you to drugs. You can have a soul tie with the hypnotist. You put your mind in the hands of the hypnotist, okay? You can have a soul tie with the one that led you to occultism. You can also, by the way, anybody had transfusion, blood transfusion? Raise your hand. Okay, quite a few of you. Now, you took somebody else's life because the life of the flesh is in the blood. And you took in somebody else's life. And it's quite possible there could be bad soul ties there, bad spirits in that blood that you took. Now, we're going to get rid of all that now, okay? Right now, we're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me any ungodly soul tie with the persons, with the people that led me into occultism, with the people that led me into drugs, with the people whose blood I took, with the people who tried to hypnotize me or did hypnotize me, I command these soul ties to be canceled and broken. And the spirits that came into me through them to leave me now in the name of Jesus. All right, take a deep breath. Now let it out. Take a deep breath. Command them out. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. We break all those ungodly soul ties. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, we did mention getting rid of curses, but I want to go back and get rid of some of the generational curses that we see, because I didn't concentrate on that. I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me every generational curse. Curses of poverty, of failure, of barrenness, of impotency, of early deaths, sickness, of mental disorder, curses of divorce, curses of cults and occultism. Amen. I command all these curses to leave me in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. All these spirits of curses out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name.
See, then there's personal sin curses. Personal sin curses. It said in Deuteronomy chapter 27 and verse 26, cursed is the man who does not uphold the words of this law by carrying them out. In other words, any time you disobey the word of the Lord, there's a curse connected to it. That's in Deuteronomy 27, verse 26. Amen? So there could be personal sin curses. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me any personal sin curse, known or unknown. I command them to leave me in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now let it out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, there's a curse that's connected with wearing the cursed thing, an amulet, that you never broken out. Even though you threw the amulet away, you wore it. There's a cursed thing. That's also in Deuteronomy. Cursed thing, for instance, when you didn't tithe, you have a curse. Malachi 3, verse 8, 9. And there's curses connected with amulets. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command all these curses that came upon me when I wore amulets, when I didn't tithe. I command these curses to leave me in the name of Jesus. All right, take a deep breath. Now, let it out. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. All right, now there's word curses. In other words, words that were evil words that were spoken against you, words that we spoke against others, words that we spoke against ourselves. Okay? Say, in the name of Jesus, we command all these evil word curses to leave in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Again, take a deep breath. Now let it out. Amen. Okay. Amen. Then there's all kinds of witchcraft curses and voodoo curses that have been set against you and against your family line. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all witchcraft curses that have been set against me, against my family line, in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm going to talk about sexual intercourse before marriage. You had sex with your partner before you married her or him, and you stood up before the minister of God and you asked him to sanctify this marriage, this union conceived in fornication. Now, if you repented before you got married, that's one thing. But if you never went and confessed this sin and you stood before the minister or him to pronounce a blessing on you, then there's a curse connected with that. I want everyone to say, in the name of Jesus,
I command out of me
every curse that was put upon my marriage because of intercourse before marriage. Every curse that was put upon us while we were married
of having intercourse
during the menstrual period. I command these curses to be lifted up off of us in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and let it out. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath and let it out. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, there's something else I want you to think about. Touching a dead body. The Old Testament says if you touch a dead body, you're unclean. And spirits could attach themselves. See, so oftentimes, a familiar spirit leaves that body, familiar to the family, hanging around, wanting to stay in the family. And so a relative goes and kisses the body and so forth. Many have ever done anything like that, touched the dead body. Well, it could happen. Don't make a doctrine out of this, but it could happen. that familiar spirit wants to stay in the same family. Why? Because it's familiar with the family. It's been around that family for some time. And so that relative comes and kisses it, and there's a connection, and that spirit can come in. Okay? Now I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me any familiar spirit that came into me when I touched. Now you just go ahead and say, when I touched Aunt Margaret, or when I touched Uncle so-and-so, or whatever it is. And I command these spirits to leave me in the name of Jesus. Amen. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Take a deep breath. Let it out. In Jesus' name. Now, you probably could remember something like this when somebody mentioned the fact that young so-and-so looks just like Aunt Margaret that died and talks the same way and acts the same way. It's quite possible that that familiar spirit came out of Aunt Margaret that died and into that. Okay? But again, I'm going to tell you, don't make a doctor out of it. It could happen. All right? Can you say, glory to God?
Glory to God.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. All right. What we're going to do now is command some of these other spirits out, probably some that we haven't touched. Amen. Say, in the name of Jesus,
I command out of me
all spirits of religious error, false religion, ritualism, formalism, legalism, fear of God, fear of hell, fear of lost salvation, super religiosity spirits. I command these spirits to leave me in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, what I'd like to do, family, I'd like to go in my manual. The last is a final checkup. And this is the last time I'm going to be with you this camp meeting, because I'm leaving tomorrow. I want to give you a final checkup. You want to go for a final checkup?
Yes.
Okay. Now, so what we're going to do, we're going to go from head to toe. You'll find this in my manual. Okay? So I want you to stand up. Just stand, please. I want you to put your hands on your head, and I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every spirit in my hand, in my head,
to leave me.
Spirits that cause strokes, brain damage, cancer, tumors, cysts, blood clots, epilepsy, meningitis, Alzheimer's disease, psychosis of all kinds, schizophrenia, paranoia, phobias of all kinds, double-mindedness, retardation, senility, hallucinations, manias, madness, confusion, forgetfulness, frustration, procrastination, mind-binding, bondages, worry, fear, dread, anxiety, stress, pressure, occult spirits, spiritism, Satanism, nightmares, migraine, headaches, mental torment, suicide. Now I want you to name whatever torment you have in your head, about your head. Just name it as a spirit. Say, I command these spirits to leave me now in the name of Jesus. All right, take a deep breath. Now let it out. Let them out. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus.
I must have something too. In Jesus' name. Amen. Don't laugh when I cough. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, now that we pray for our head, put your hands on your head and say, head, be healed in the name of Jesus. All right. Your hands on your eyes. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of my eyes every spirit that causes blindness, cataracts, glaucoma, floaters, nearsightedness, farsightedness, lazy eye, crossed eyes, dry eyes, all other diseases and weaknesses of the eyes, lust of the eyes, pornography, evil eye, witchcraft, name whatever is a problem with your eyes. I command these spirits to leave my eyes in the name of Jesus. Now, as your hands are on your eyes, say, eyes be healed in the name of Jesus. All right, hands on your ears. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of my ear every spirit that causes deafness, ringing in the ear, ear aches, ear infection, inner ear problem, mine ear syndrome, loss of balance, confusion, spiritual deafness, lying spirits, spirits of error. All right, name whatever problem is with your ear. You know, fungus in the ear or whatever. Say, I command these spirits to leave my ears in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All out. Out of your ears in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now say, ears be healed in the name of Jesus. All right. Hands on your nose. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of my nose every spirit that causes loss of smelling, bloody nose, post-nasal drip, sinusitis, polyps, breathing difficulties. Name whatever's problem with your nose. Say, I command these spirits out of my nose in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now, out of your nostril in the name of, out of your nose in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, again, your hands on your nose. Say, nose be healed in the name of Jesus. Hands on your mouth. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of my mouth every spirit that causes gum infection, tooth decay, cavities, bad bite, jaw locking, grinding of teeth, canker sores, lip sores, loss of taste, bad breath, parhea, stuttering, dumbness, oral sex, serpent spirits, lying spirits, swearing, blasphemy, dirty stories, gossip, blabbermouth. Can you think of anything else in your mouth that, you know, any kind of infection or anything that causes anything in your mouth? Also say, I command out of me all spirits of addiction, alcohol, wine, beer, drugs, tobacco, gluttony. I command all these spirits out of my mouth in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Let it out in the name of Jesus. Out of your mouth in Jesus' name. Amen. Call your hands on your mouth and say, mouth, and everything in the mouth, be healed in the name of Jesus. Hands on your throat. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of my throat area every spirit that causes colds, viruses, thyroid, goiters, laryngitis, swollen glands, polyps, tonsillitis, A malfunctioning of your vocal cord. What else could be in there? Adenoid? What else?
Coughing.
Okay, what else? Bronchitis, tumors. See, I command all these spirits in my throat to leave me in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Out. Amen. Now, hands on your throat, say, throat be healed in the name of Jesus. All right. Now, one hand on the back of your neck, like this, and one hand on your back. See, like this. Okay? One hand on the back of your neck. And I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of my neck, back, and joints, every spirit that causes pain, crippling, sway back, curvature of the spine, rheumatoid arthritis, bursitis, multiple sclerosis, every spirit that affects my spinal cord, my nervous system, my backbone, my vertebrae, my bone marrow. Now name whatever could be wrong with you in those areas. Say, I command these spirits to leave me in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Out. Get out. Get out. Pain in the back. Come out. Get out. Out of your joint. Out in the name. Out of your neck. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now, I want everyone to say, neck, back, bones, and all joints. Be healed in the name of Jesus. All right. Now, we're going to talk to the arms, the legs, the knees, the ankle, and the feet. And put your hands on that part of, on that area that concerns you. If it's your knee, put your hands on your knee. If it's your ankle, try to do the best you can. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of these areas every spirit that causes burning feet, cramps, muscle spasms, pain, arthritis, gout, crippling, water on the knee, poor circulation, ingrown toenails, fungus, spurs, warts, corns, bunions, fallen arches, swollen feet or ankles. Now name your own problems with your arms, your legs, your knees, your ankle, your feet. Say, I command every spirit in those areas to leave me in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Now, with your hands on that area now, just put your hands on those areas and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Knees be healed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Hands on your chest. Crisscross them on your chest. I command out of my chest area every spirit that causes heart problems, lung problems, abnormal blood pressure, irregular heartbeat, enlarged heart, breast cancer, tumors, growths, cysts, emphysema, respiratory problems. Name whatever problem you have in this area. Sometimes you have a high hernia, hiatal hernia. Yeah, that you can name that. Say, I command out of my chest area every evil spirit. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. In Jesus' name. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. While your hands are still in that area, say, chest area and every organ in that area.
Every organ in that area.
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Now we're going to have our hands on our abdominal area and the pelvis. Put them there in that area. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command every spirit in my abdominal area that causes out of malfunctions and problems in my liver, spleen, intestines, pancreas, bladder, kidney, urinary tract, small and large bowels, and out of my reproductive organs, including spirits that want to give me cancer in these organs. I command out of me spirit of hemorrhoids, diverticulitis, endometriosis, cysts, ulcers, impotency, barrenness, Crohn's disease, yes, gas, yeast infection. Now you name whatever else you can name. See, I command all these evil spirits that affect this area of my body to leave me now in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Out in the name of Jesus. Out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now remember we talked about Kundalini. That's a serpent spirit that attaches itself to the spine and goes around your stomach area, gives you pain in that area. I want everyone to say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me Kundalini, spirit of pain, these serpent spirits, scorpion spirits, in the name of Jesus, take a deep breath. Now let it out. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right, now we're going to go to any of the areas that they didn't name. For instance, cancers, lupus, skin diseases, vascular diseases, clogged arteries, and so forth. What we did not name at such diseases, in immune deficiency, diseases such as AIDS, sexual diseases, leukemia, Hodgkin's disease, anemia, problems in your lymphatic system. So I want you to name whatever it is that we haven't named. Okay? Anything we haven't named. We did name diabetes. We didn't name diabetes? All right, let's name that too. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me. Now, you name what you want out. Now, I command out of me diabetes, borderline diabetes. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, I command it. Diverticulitis, I command that to go in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, start naming whatever it is you want out now. In the name of Hodgkin disease, out in the name of Jesus. Clogged arteries, out in the name of Jesus. Varicose veins, shingles, in the name of Jesus. Unbalanced blood cell count, out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. And all cancer, cysts, growths, in the name of Jesus. I command them to go in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Now take a deep breath and let all these spirits out. Out in the name of Jesus, all these spirits of infirmity, all the spirits of infirmities, out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now I want you to name yourself and say, for instance, Frank Marzullo, be healed from head to toe. Now you're not all Frank Marzullos now, remember that. Say, name yourself. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Now I want you to turn to somebody and also put your hand on them and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.